let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The Tornado Engine Plus is the inside story of the man, the author Jim Quinn, who is known as the White Tornado in Rolls-Royce Bristol Aero Engines. He outlines the work he and others carried out over 21 years during the early concept, development, and in-service stages of the Panavia MRCA Tornado engines. He went on to project manage Europe's first production single crystal turbine blades and then worked on control systems for several years. A whistleblower, he enjoyed Gilbert and Sullivan hang gliding and motorsport, eventually left Rolls-Royce to work with several charities, particularly Headway and Remap. A degree in mechanical engineering, and over the years risen through the ranks to become a fellow of the Institution of Mechanical Engineers. He's a design engineer and a humanist, and he likes thinking about many things, including evolution and nuclear weapons. Jim Quinn, author of the engineering memoir Tornado Engine Plus, joining us from England on This Week in America. Jim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. A nice introduction.
Well, it is your life. It's a nice life that you've led, and the book is so fascinating to read. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing this book, The Tornado Engine Plus, and who the book was designed for.
Well, I'm 78 years old. And I thought, I've done quite a lot in my life, and I wanted my grandchildren to know a bit more about me. And I thought that I'd aim the book at adults and older teenagers.
Well,
I wrote it because I wanted my history recorded.
Well, it is nice we can all share that history. It's sort of fascinating going behind the scenes and seeing innovation, being at the cutting edge of innovation. Let's talk about the Tornado engine. What were some of the original requirements for the engine? Give us a little background on that, if you would.
Yes, indeed. This project started in 1967. So we're talking quite a few years ago, and the requirement was to be able to get to Russia in the days of the old Cold War, of course. The requirement, therefore, was for long range and for high speed, to be able to get back out of Russia quickly and hopefully not be chased. So those two requirements led to the design of the engine, which is which is similar to the F404 engine. The F404 is in the F18 in America.
Okay.
And
yes.
It is about the same size as Tornado is. But the design requirement meant that we had to go for a high bypass ratio. And I'll tell you a bit about that in a second. The F404 has got a bypass ratio of 0.3. And the Tornado engine has a bypass ratio of 1.1. And the benefit of that is you get a lot of range because of the high bypass ratio. And you also get a lot of reheat thrust, afterburning thrust, as you increase airspeed. So that's how it came about as to the design, which is different from the F404.
No, it's fascinating. The book is The Tornado Engine Plus by Jim Quinn, coming to us from the United Kingdom on This Week in America. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places, westwoodbookpublishing.com, westwoodbookspublishing.com, their website. Talk about this design solution, and did it work as expected? It's fascinating because you set out with a goal. You're basically there from the very beginning trying to put this together. How long did it take to come up with this design solution, and did it work initially as you expected?
Well, it took us 8 years in all to get to the certification stage. But the design work was done for the first time on computers. We hadn't had big computers before, and this was the first time that the engine had been properly simulated. So we were able to design using the computer to a much more sophisticated degree than had been possible in the past. What actually happened was that the engine turned out to be very similar to our design, because the design was what the airframe manufacturer wanted and what the Ministry of Defense wanted. This was a combined project with Germany and Italy. So the Ministry of Defence had to agree their requirements with the equivalent Italian and German ministries, and then we got involved at that stage.
You know, for somebody who's listening going, this guy had to develop this sophisticated engine, this new engine, basically starting from scratch, and they were just transitioning into computers. It's hard for some people to remember a life without computers. What was that like? How did that facilitate what you were doing by having this computer? And could you understand that, wow, all this work that we used to have to do manually is now being taken care of for us by the computer? What was that transition like for you?
Well, before the computer came along, we were using slide rules.
Yes.
And we couldn't calculate very well the behavior of the engine. So to actually certificate an engine, you had to actually make many assumptions. Those assumptions were what the computer enabled us to get around. We were able to use proper aerodynamics, proper thermodynamics, proper pressure ratios and temperatures and airflows and thrusts. And that's what the computer did for us. It got us all those calculations well in advance of making the very first engine. The very first engine ran in 1971, and we had done, and it turned out to be quite low on performance to start with, as you would expect in a development program. It took us 7 years from then to get to the certification engine, to the full thrust that we designed it for.
All of this is in Jim's book, The Tornado Engine Plus. Again, it's available at Amazon, the usual places, westwoodbookspublishing.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did you work on this engine, and in what roles, what all were you responsible for in this development?
I worked for 22 years on the Tornado engine. And I was responsible right from the first days of the project to as a technical engineer. So I was the guy who wrote the software for the engine, for the simulator. And the other people in the team ran the software for the design office to use.
You know, it's just an amazing story, and it's so well told by Jim Quinn in his book, The Tornado Engine Plus. It's fascinating, even if you're not quite sure what he's talking about specifically. The fact that you created all of this and how you went about it is just fascinating. What goes into that? Again, being on the cutting edge. I mentioned the single crystal turbine blade. How did that help in the process?
Well, one of the difficulties with the certified engine was that the turbine blade life, was only 150 hours. And even though we met the thrust and the fuel consumption requirements, we had a problem in service with having to maintain the engine so often. The single crystal material came along a bit later. And it was the new furnaces that came into the use in the foundry that started to make what was called single crystal. And the way it was grown was by taking the material out of the furnace very slowly. The material was first of all molten, and then as you pulled it slowly from the furnace, the material solidified, and it became it grew just like a single crystal would, like a crystal of ice.
Okay.
The benefit that it gave was it multiplied the life of the engine from 150 hours to 1,000 hours, which was very significant for the operator.
You know, the fascinating behind-the-scenes stories like that you will find in Jim's book, The Tornado Engine Plus. You talk in the book about a problem you had with the engine in Saudi Arabia. What happened there?
Yeah, that was the difficulty that the F-15 had as well, it appears. The temperatures in our combustion chambers, both F-15 and ourselves, were very high. And in Saudi Arabia, just above the ground level, there is a layer of gypsum powder. It's not sand so much as gypsum powder floating in the atmosphere. And being low-level aeroplanes, we sucks in that gypsum powder into the engine, and it became glass when it hit the turbines. And so what we found was that we had to change the cooling holes in the turbine blades to stop the glass forming. Because what it did was the glass blocked the cooling holes, and it meant the turbine blades failed very quickly.
It's just such a fascinating story. You're going to really enjoy reading this. The Tornado Engine Plus by Jim Quinn. Again, how these developments take place and the painstaking work that goes into all of this. After you left Rolls-Royce Aero Engines, what did you do after that? Because your career was continuing.
Well, my career was stopped when I was a chief engineer in Rolls-Royce. I was made redundant because the company was contracting. So what I did was I tried to find a job first, but couldn't, even though I spent a couple of years trying to do so. And then I joined the charity Headway. The charity is for brain injured people, and I joined them to help the brain injured with their learning, like how to read a bus timetable, how to count money. But I quickly found that I wanted to help people a bit more than that. I wanted to make things for them. So what I did was I joined a charity called Remap. And Remap is a charity that makes things for disabled people. It makes one-offs. It doesn't make quantity. It only comes along when there's nothing on the market for the disabled person to use. And what we do is we work through occupational therapists and physiotherapists to help those who need it. We're the last resort. We give our time for free. We don't charge the client. And we get grants from Gloucester County Council, for example. And we collect donations as well.
You know, I can imagine that was such a satisfying part of your career. I mentioned career. It sort of took a different change, and the change it took directly helping people. What does that feel like? Because this is an underserved part of the population. You mentioned there's not a lot of money in this. You have to build one-offs in some of these cases. What was that like? Because your work literally was changing the quality of lives for a number of people.
Yes, that's right. We deliberately aimed at making them more independent, making them less dependent on carers. And the reason for doing it, apart from our own satisfaction, is that the disabled person themselves thanks us so profusely. Some you say marvelous even with what we do.
I can imagine that, because it is changing their lives, and somebody thinking of them in such a way to try to make their lives a little better. The guest on our program is Jim Quinn. His book is The Tornado Engine Plus. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, at the publisher westwoodbookspublishing.com. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. I mentioned the fact that you like thinking about things. Let's talk about a couple of the things that certainly impact you over there with Brexit, and over here trying to figure out exactly what all of this means. What are some of your thoughts on Brexit?
Well, I voted to remain with the European Union. There was a lot of silly argument from the people who wanted to leave the European Union, which unfortunately for me meant that the country decided to, by vote to leave. But the sort of things that were said were that we couldn't trade with the rest of the world because we were trading with the EU, and this is just not true. The Germans trade with China quite a lot. The British trade with Saudi Arabia and the Middle East quite a lot. And neither of those are in the European Union. But yet we were told that we had to be outside to do it. And it was silly.
It's an interesting perspective. Again, we hear so much and don't fully understand the nuances of what they are talking about. It's interesting to get perspective from someone like yourself that understands exactly what's happening over there. A couple minutes left on the program. Jim Quinn is our guest. The book is The Tornado Engine Plus. What do you hope people take away from reading the book? And I'll talk about your family in a second because you wrote this for them. But just the average person, I'm fascinated by what goes on in this whole research and scientific and technological process. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I think mostly I would hope that they take away what an engineer does.
Yes.
It appears from surveys in the UK that many people don't know what engineers do. And I think probably that's because we're mostly hidden inside companies. But engineers actually do all sorts of things, from making Concorde, for example,
oh, yes,
to the Apollo moon flights, to all of the underground sewers. And some jobs are dirty, but most jobs are quite clean, and they get involved with computers more and more these days. And I think people would like people to take away that thought of what an engineer does.
And it's amazing what you go through, all of the failures that you learn from, and going back and trying a different approach to try to solve the problem. In just the few seconds I have left, you wrote this specifically for families, so families sort of had an idea what you were doing. What kind of response have you had from the family? I'm sure you got a lot of, wow, I didn't know that story.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my daughter particularly, when she read the book, said that she didn't know what I was doing going away so much. But she said that she got the idea of a lot of foreign travel through all my travels. And she enjoyed the book for what it told her about me.
Well, that's fascinating. So a job well done. You wanted to sort of leave that legacy and explain exactly what it was that you devoted your career to, and you were successful in doing that. It's an excellent read on several levels. If you're scientifically, technologically involved, this will be fascinating. If you're not but wonder what goes into the process, you'll be very impressed with the book as well. The Tornado Engine Plus, Jim Quinn, Quinn, is the author. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You'll find it at the publisher, westwoodbookspublishing.com. All of this, of course, on our website, This Week in America. Jim coming to us from the United Kingdom. Jim, a pleasure having you on the program. Fascinating conversation and fascinating book. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much indeed, Rick. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. The book, once again, The Tornado Engine Plus. The author is Jim Quinn. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.